This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Riyad Abdelgawed is a composer and violinist. He was born in Cairo, but is now based in the LA area. His new album, Words of Peace, has recently been released, and he was kind enough to take the time to talk with us about the new album today. Riyad Abdelgawed, welcome to Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you for having me, Amanda. I really appreciate it.
You have quite an eclectic background. You earned a doctorate in music composition from Harvard, where you studied with Frederick Jevsky, and you've also studied in the Sufi oral tradition with the violinist Abdo Dagher. Tell us about how all of these different styles of teaching and learning have affected you as a musician.
Yeah, I mean, I had the Western training, Western musicianship training through my academic career. I grew up in the States. I grew up in the United States. I was born in Cairo, but we left when I was an infant. Yeah, so I have that, my academic training was at Harvard, and I spent a year studying with Frederick Jevsky, a great American pianist and composer based in Brussels. Throughout that time, I also made trips to Cairo, and I sought out this this master of, I guess you would say, authentic Egyptian traditional music. And his name is Abdo Dagher, and he is a composer of a new style of music that's based on the Sufi chant and the Sufi style of performance. Yeah, so this is sort of the two prongs that I had, of sort of a kind of a deep academic training in music, and then I had I took an apartment near him, and so that I could be close to his school. He's a very particular, a lot of musicians in the Middle East, or what we call West Asian or North Africa musical culture, they assert themselves to be autodidactic or self-taught, which Abdo Dagher was. But he created a unique following, and many Egyptians and many great professional Egyptian musicians studied with him, performed with him in his evening. They call them Sahara, evening musical evenings.
You were also a camper here at Interlochen in the early 1980s, where you played in WISO in the World Youth Symphony Orchestra. Tell us about your time at Interlochen.
Okay, well, that was a great time. Yeah, I was just going to be a junior in high school. And yeah, so I was a camper for one summer at Interlochen, and I was in the WISO Orchestra. And it was just a great experience just to be able to meet with and interact socially with all, musicians from all over the country and actually all over the world coming to Interlochen, and just having great daily experiences of concerts, multiple concerts on days, and being able to listen to all that great music really impacted me, as a person. And I always appreciated, my time at Interlochen. It was great being able to also get out in the outdoors, and, a lot of great memories.
Are there experiences you had here musically that you still keep with you?
Well, I think I remember, like the finale concert and playing Respighi, and just these really just, the big finale concert with many, many musicians coming together. And it's just an electrifying experience. I mean, I don't know, it's a very, ecstatic. That was just the word I guess I would use for that.
Riyad, this album has some traditional music on it. It has some improvisations, and it has several original pieces that you've composed. We're going to start by talking about some of the improvisations that we hear on this album. Tell us a little bit about the improvisation process.
For Prayer for Peace is a solo improvisation at near the end of the album, and it explores, you'll hear, you know, the very signature tone in Arabic music. It's in Western terminology, it's called the quarter tone. And in Arabic terminology, we call it sika. And this sika is a principal tone. It's as important as all the other tones. But again, it's not in Western music. It's a very distinct, like I say, a signature tone.
And you've brought your violin to the studio, so you're going to demonstrate some of these improvisation techniques for us. Let's start by talking about the sika, or the quarter tone.
I'd like to demonstrate the differences between, sort of contrast the different tones that Arabic musicians utilize and sort of compare them to classical musicians, how they compare, okay? And I'll probably be talking in between, so you'll excuse that when I'll be talking and playing almost simultaneously, so you'll hear that. Anyway, so here is, for example, if we were going to just kind of generalize about the Western tones and then the Arabic tones, let's focus first on the Western tones that we're familiar with. So I'm just going to play a little scale, and you'll hear that, and I'll sort of stop on the two Western tones that I want you to focus on, okay? So that first one is, you know, obviously it's sort of like a kind of a sad feeling. It's minor, we would call it the minor mode. And then here is, you'll hear this. So then that is going to be the major mode, which is, you know, sort of the elated mode. And then we have sort of the, you know, and these are generalizations, but then we have the Arabic mode, which is the sika, which is actually a tone in between the two, sort of the two characteristic Western tones that we heard. So the two Western tones, so you can remember them, are this. And here's the Arabic tone. Now I'll just play them all three, one after the other, and then you'll be able to, and maybe I'll also mix them up so that you can play a game and see which one is which, okay? Okay, so those are the three. I don't know, you could kind of figure out which one is which, right? But I tried to do it in order, a little bit of improvisation there.
Yeah, for ears that are used to only major and minor scales, to whole steps and half steps, to hear those quarter tones, those sort of half steps, it almost sounds out of tune if you're not used to it.
That's right. If you're not used to it, it would, you know, quote unquote, considered out of tune. But you know what? Yeah, it's just the way of looking at it too, because why not? Why can't we include other tones in our repertoire? I know, you know, the idea is that, you know, let's be inclusive of other tones. Let's be inclusive of other tonalities. Prayer for Peace, the musical form is, again, it's a takasim, but it's kind of expanding the original form of a taqsim. Taqsim in Arabic means to literally to divvy up the music. And in other words, you're improvising. It's an improv, or you can say in classical music, a cadenza, a place where, a virtuosic musician can kind of show off their virtuosity, but also show their deepness and their kind of just to bear their soul and to kind of show their spirit. It's like you'll hear a section and it will maybe abruptly stop and then another musical phrase will come quickly after that. And this is kind of the expanded, it's a kind of an expanded form now. A taqsim maybe was a little bit shorter, but now I think it's also based on the fact that it's coming from this sacred chant I mentioned before about Sufi chant. And so the taqsim then has kind of sort of the chant has been embedded into this taqsim. And you'll hear that in Prayer for Peace.
And there's another instrument in this recording besides the violin. What else are we hearing?
I mean, normally in a taqsim situation, Arabic music, you'll have a background, an accompaniment, which gives you the what's called a drone in Western terminology, music terminology, and or qarar in Arabic. So this qarar is this fundamental tone is being played in the background to kind of, that's the tonality that you're in. And so that's important. And the musicians who are accompanying you, they play that tone in a very kind of a delicate way and also in a beautiful way, because it kind of gives you the musical landscape.
Well, let's listen to Prayer for Peace. It's an improvisation featuring our guest, violinist and composer Riyad Abdelgawed, from his new album, Words of Peace. ¶¶ We heard Prayer for Peace, music from a new album called Words of Peace, featuring our guest today, violinist Riyad Abdelgawed, who's a violinist and composer. Now, Riyad, several tracks on this album also feature poetry that is sung by Amal Ibrahim. Let's listen to one of these. Let's start with Adam and Eve, the Global Starters. Tell us about the poetry.
Yeah, well, see, so Words of Peace, it's really a social critique of humanity, if you want to kind of put it in a nutshell. And, you know, I'm trying to push back against racism, push back against injustices in the world. And so, but this, so we kind of open the story with Adam and Eve, the global starters. It says, "In the beginning, it was that we became to life as two persons, Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve, who were the global starters for starting billions of persons." Okay, and then actually, so what happens is this is, it's structured as a sort of a musical oratorio where that there's different scenes in this album. And so the next scene is track 4, which is the violin instrument of the people. So the titles also tell the story of the album. And then later on, it's discussed that these two persons came from a primordial clay, which positively reinforces the science. But the parable is that, you know, we're only here for a short amount of time, and so we should do good while we're on Earth.
And it's interesting because I'm not sure many people realize that Adam and Eve are figures not only in Christianity, but also in Islam and other religions around the world.
Yeah, and this is also another item that I really want to, you know, focus my attention on. And American culture, and I grew up here, we're not really familiar with Islamic culture. So, and there are these great foundations like the Doris Duke Foundation, and they're trying to do projects that, you know, that educate the American public about Islamic culture. And plus, I also have a nonprofit that's a 501c3 that all it's called Midan El Musica, which is a musical square, and it's bringing people together and also edifying and educating people about Islamic culture. And so, and I think the more we understand, we could understand Islamic culture, the better we can live in the world in peace with everybody. So absolutely. So in the Quran is, you know, there are passages about Adam and Eve and, you know, very important passages about that. So it's, it's definitely, these are stories that that was one of the express intents is to be able to sort of, not in a pedantic way, but in a very sort of clean and sort of saying, you know, educating the American public about these features that are actually Abrahamic. I mean, it's the Abrahamic tradition of the Jewish, Christian, and Islamic faiths, which, you know, really is really one tradition, which is the Abrahamic tradition.
Well, let's listen to this track about Adam and Eve with the poetry of Mohammed Farouk that is sung by Amal Ibrahim.
Well, I like to give the, you know, quote unquote singer like a little better, I don't know, credit or more credit for her participation in the creation of this album. I mean, you know, particularly in Arabic music and jazz, I would say too, and, you know, a lot of traditions, is that, you know, the interpretation of the musician is really important. And so particularly as a masterful singer as she is, she is a professor of voice and a Dr. Amal Ibrahim, and she... So in other words, she improvises and she plays around with the melody and just has a great time with the written score. It's written, but you see in Arabic music, there's a lot of room for interpretation, and that's really important, like the ornaments. For example, in classical music, you have Baroque music, and Baroque authentic players, they play, you know, they play ornaments. There's a whole, you know, they have a whole book of ornaments that you're supposed to play in certain situations. Well, it's very similar to that in Arabic music, where there are certain ornaments that really should be played and performed if you're, you know, a high level singer and musician. So she is, and she does a great job. And so that's why I say songstress, because she really, you know, helped create the melody too.
Well, let's listen to Adam and Eve, The Global Starters. This is music from the new album, Words of Peace. And this performance features songstress Amal Ibrahim.
Oh.
heard a piece called Adam and Eve, the Global Starters. The poetry was by Mohammed Farouk, and the songstress in that performance was Amel Ibrahim. Riyad Abdelgawed is joining us today at IPR. Riyad, the name of the album, as we said, is Words of Peace, and that's definitely the message that permeates the tracks on the album. But you also said earlier that this is sort of a social critique of humanity and racism. So talk to us about how you came up with Words of Peace as the theme for this album.
You know, like, so for example, let's look at track 15, and this is a, the text was created by Imam Ali, who was one of the companions of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this, you know, it's called All People Regarding Their Origin Originate Inequality. And, you know, this was, you know, this is an idea that, again, like during the opening era of the Islamic era, the Islam made great efforts to reduce the amount of slavery in the world. So this is one of the main focuses of the Islamic era. And so so for example, yeah, so, you know, and then Adam and Eve come back again, you know, and in this refrain, and it says, all people regarding their origin originate in equality. Their ancestor father is Adam, their ancestor mother is Eve. Although there are some who boast about their origin, we all equally evolved from a microorganism's mixture of mud and water. What arrogance, except for the people of science, they are guided, from which guidance comes from evidence. Startled by knowledge, they keep pursuing it. They live with it, alive in them always. Thus, ignorance in people makes them as if they are dead, and the knowledge in people makes them alive. And, you know, so this is one of the key, you know, one of the key tracks of this album, and it's an Islamic chanter, in Arab we call that the Munshid. Pushing back against racism is not an old idea. That's not a new idea. No. Sorry. And actually the message in the first track that says the world is a beautiful place, except there's a lot of corruption going on, just to kind of give you the gist of it. And we're destroying our planet, you know, and this was these are the words of the song, you know, and saying that. So this pushback against the climate crisis.
Now we heard the prayer for peace earlier, and now we're going to hear the composition that you wrote, Peace for Peace, different pieces there, Peace for Peace. What should we listen for in this particular track?
So it's called Peace for Peace, and just sort of a play with words there in English. But it's an instrumental piece, so there's no singing. So it's sort of this absolute piece. It's a composition, and you'll hear, you know, it has like this rondo form, I would say, if you want to compare it to the classical style. So it has a section, an opening introduction, and then has this refrain part that the A section that comes back between contrasting sections. So you'll hear the contrasting sections, you know, you'll hear the kanun, which is sort of like a flattened out piano, but you're plucking strings that are kind of like open, like on a table. And there's the nai, which is a bamboo flute, which is, you know, which is a 7,000-year-old instrument, you know, you'll see on the pharaonic walls. And there's also the oud, which is the lute. And notice how the two words are very, very close together, lute and oud. And the oud is, you know, it's plucked and almost like played like a guitar, but it's, you know, the mother, I would say, the mother of guitars. And so all of these, and then the percussion, there's also cello. But so you'll see you'll hear the featured instruments, the kanun, the nay, and the oud, and the violin, of course, all together there.
Well, let's listen to the piece for peace. It's music composed by and featuring violinist Riyad Abdelgawed from his new album called Words of Peace.
Thank you.
heard The Peace for Peace, music of Riyad Abdelgawed from his new album called Words of Peace. And Riyad is talking with us today here at Classical IPR. Riyad, earlier you mentioned that some of the music on this album deals with the climate crisis. And I understand you lost your home in the Woolsey fire last year.
Yes. Yeah, unfortunately we did. And, you know, I produced this album before I recorded this album and did all the research for it and before I lost my home. But, you know, obviously these questions are, you know, have been deeply with me, you know, particularly the climate crisis and that. But, yeah, so it was really, I would say to Lisa, it was pretty weird that, you know, I create this art that, you know, critiques what's going on and then critiques exactly what's happened in my life, you know. And so, yeah, I just escaped basically with the clothes on my back. And I have two sons and my wife, and we evacuated. But our house is completely destroyed, along with 15 other of my neighbors in Westlake Village. But, you know, we're hopeful and we will be rebuilding. And but definitely, you know, here is, you know, life, or, you know, art is imitating life, or, you know, and you can see how art and life, they're not too far from each other, really.
And I understand that one tiny silver lining in all of this was that the masters for this album were not in your home at the time of the fire. So those weren't lost.
Yeah. That was kind of the funny thing. I mean, not really funny, but it was fortunate for me because they had just been produced or copied, replicated, you would call it, in Northern California in a warehouse. And it was like at the end of October. And so I hadn't had time to have made the trip. I was going to pick up the CDs or have them even mailed, but it was just very close to the timing of the fire. And then, so fortunately, all of that product was saved because it wasn't in my house. So that was correct.
So one last thing, tell us about the artwork that's on this album.
And I was really fortunate and blessed to have two Arab contemporary artists create the art for the CD. And one of the artists, her name is Carol Humsey. And she gave me two of her artworks. And one, the cover is a sort of woman sort of picking cotton. There's sort of another woman in the background kind of hiding, and it's very colorful type of art and very beautiful, sort of showing the Egyptian countryside. In the in-sleeve, another really great artist, she was a UN representative, and she's a professor at AUC, American University in Cairo, and her name is Bahia Shahab. Her artwork is called A Thousand Times No, and it's graffiti art. And it, you know, it has the representative of, there's the famous blue bra of a woman who was violently, during the protests and the Egyptian revolution of 2011, that went viral. And so sort of, and plus, you know, then there's the coming together of the cops and Muslims together, this kind of art and all of this coming together. So, you know, again, all of this is my theme about words of peace.
Well, folks, we'll have some of that artwork up on our website at classicalipr.org if you want to take a look at some of that. The new album is called Words of Peace. Riyad Abdelgawed, thank you so much for talking with us today at Interlaken Public Radio.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for giving me the opportunity.
Our thanks also go to Duncan Lively at KCLU for engineering support.